Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to know what was forbidden in your life. The forbidden fruit. Because there was like a Reddit thread or something that was about... Did you have shows that were forbidden when you were young?
No.
You didn't?
No.
Yeah. I had channels for sure. MTV.
Really?
You were forbidden from MTV?
Yeah, you can watch MTV. It was like real world. It was not music. It was real world and just, it was like the beginning.
How old were you when you were allowed to watch MTV? Or was it never?
It was, yeah, just kind of never, I would say. It was just kind of like, yeah, you know, we.
Was there an explanation or is it just like, if we catch you on channel 23, you're dead?
Yeah, I don't know that it was that explicit. It was just kind of like, you don't watch MTV. And because I remember being like, well, VH1, that's kind of like MTV.
So you never saw
it? You know, it's not as bad.
Beavis and Butthead.
No, I never saw. Dude, the only time I saw Beavis and Butthead was when I went to 101 Dalmatians, the one with Glenn Close, the live action one.
Okay.
And we went into the theater and the movie started and it was Beavis and Butthead for like 15 minutes. And then they shut the movie down and went, hey.
Oh, they made a mistake.
We told everyone the wrong theater. So go ahead, if you were here to see 101 Dalmatians, go to the next one. And they didn't restart it.
Aww.
They didn't restart it.
They didn't restart it. No, so then we just had to leave. I was like, I'm kind of liking this Beavis and Butthead thing. But I was like 8. So that's the only time I've seen it.
I was forbidden from Beavis and Butthead.
Really?
Yes.
I believe it. Yeah.
Because my parents were, they just thought they were, okay. To give context, I wanted to go to Red Rocks and see a rock show. When I was 15 years old, and I was forbidden from going.
Really?
Because they were like, we don't want you listening to that heavy metal garbage.
What?
They were like, yeah.
What show was it?
It was dark, though. It was Huey Lewis and the News.
Not Huey Lewis.
They were like, that's the demon songs.
Oh my God.
Huey and Butthead.
Okay. Do you want to know why?
Why?
Because he had a song about drugs.
Which one?
I want a new drug.
Oh my
God. Want a woman sick. And they're like, oh my God, he's a drug guy. You can't go see that. And I'm like, Mom, it's doo-wop. I was forbidden from.
Wow.
Like, it's all right. I wanted to go see Huey Lewis. He's now deaf and can't perform.
Yeah, I saw him a couple years ago.
You?
Oh my God, get away from me. You're into that?
You satanic worshiping.
I didn't know that.
Where are all the cats that are missing from Lakewood? So that's the idea. Like, was there a room you were forbidden from? Was there a show? Was there like like what childhood thing? Because my opinion is the more you forbid.
Oh, for sure.
Like, I can just see T-Hack. He's probably got a weird little room in the basement that's just got all Beavis and Butthead stuff and no one knows about it.
No, I just went really hard into Family Guy when I eventually was old enough to watch that.
I'm all in on animated stupid things.
Yeah, I am. Yeah,
you know what? I believe that because everything was open to me, and I could not care. Could not care less. I could care whatever.
Right. Yeah.
I don't watch any animation.
I think it's all so dumb.
I could not watch Family Guy. T-Hack sent a clip of Family. I haven't watched it yet. Because I hate all of the cartoons.
It's 50 seconds.
It's really funny. You gotta watch. Oh my God, it's so funny.
American Dad, South Park, hate it.
What?
Even South Park? Yeah. Really?
I know people who were forbidden from South Park.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, South Park was definitely one.
They keep killing Kenny. Yeah. You're gonna watch a show where a kid gets murdered? It's like, yeah.
It was one where you had your finger on the previous button on the remote the whole 100%. Time. And they walk and change it. Yeah. But then it kind of came full circle. I remember watching South Park with my mom when I was like senior in high school. And she was going, oh, yeah, this is funny.
All right. So we want you to say how effed up your childhood was. What was forbidden from you? 303-222-5423. Or you can text that exact same number.
I guess there was one thing that my mom like tried to forbid me from.
Yeah.
Which was like sweets. Candy, sugar. Now I'm a diabetic.
Was that old diabetes thing?
Unrelated. She tried doing that after, but then we going to the Barbara Davis Center, they were like, no, it's just moderation. Like, you can still have some, but just like less. Make sure you give yourself insulin for it, and then it was fine.
Which has turned you into...
I have so much chocolate in my office drawer.
Dude, I've watched you army crawl to the ice cream when it gets here. And it's just like, you grab a pint and disappear into the night.
Yeah, I remember we had never been... It was, I don't know that it was forbidden, but we had just never been to the Taco Bell that was in our town.
See, he said it funny. The Taco Bell.
Because he put a the... The other day, it was weirder. Okay. Yeah. It was like
there was one Taco Bell in our town. So I'm just like, the Taco Bell. And we had just never gone. And I remember my buddy Raj went to Taco Bell all the time because he was vegetarian and he could get things without meat. Yeah. And I remember he told me once that he saw my dad there. My dad was there like on his lunch break. I was like,
your dad
my
was
dad's
a dirty
Taco
little.
Bell? What? Just behind our back?
Oh my God. Yeah. That's dark.
Kind of. I think he's just kind of like, yeah, mom doesn't like it. So we'll just go somewhere where we can all like it. Yeah.
So do you think he army crawled in though?
I don't know. I think, yeah, he got ratted out for sure. I confronted him about it.
Did you really?
He played the fifth. He's like, well.
Okay. Can I ask you about another thing that you didn't? I thought you'd bring this up about the forbidden fruit. Weren't you forbidden from buttons?
Yeah, kinda. Buttons are a touchy subject in our house.
Do you want to talk about it? Like, your mom would not let you have button-down shirts.
She was traumatized when she was very young.
It's such a weird... I want everybody to just stop whatever you're doing and understand what he just said. Traumatized. We're talking... I'm not talking about, like, my mother-in-law... would only cut anything with a paring knife because she watched her sister be murdered with a knife. That's traumatized, okay? Mm-hmm. You're talking about buttons, bro. How do you get traumatized by
We're
buttons?
We're not comparing traumas
No, I'm
here.
Just saying.
We listen and we don't judge.
The word traumatized. And I want to hear how you tie it into buttons.
Because she was very young and for a school picture, she had an outfit that her mom, my grandmother, wanted her to wear that had huge buttons on it. Okay. And she always hated buttons. And then this, like she was forced to wear it. And so she's very unhappy in the picture. And it was just like, I hate buttons. When I'm out of the house, I will never wear buttons. My kids won't wear, like buttons are gone. So we just didn't have a lot of buttons, yeah.
Because do you know how many shackets and flannels you wear now?
Yeah.
Like you're a button flaunter.
Well, because I grew up in the 90s, so an open flannel was like...
Oh, the look. But you weren't allowed to wear it.
Yeah, no, a flannel, it's a shirt, it's not a jacket.
So you had to button it.
Right. If I had a button-down shirt, it was a button.
Oh.
Yeah.
You could not leave it open.
Yeah, it's a shirt, not a jacket.
Your mom said that sentence.
And my dad, yeah. It's a shirt.
Wow.
My whole life. I almost never button a button down shirt unless I'm at a wedding.
I'm starting to agree with them. They had a point. Look at you.
Okay. If there's something in your life that was forbidden and you want to get it off your chest, we want to hear 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for things that you were forbidden from when you were a child.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the weird thing that Erin and I were talking about off air.
Yeah.
We have a lot of male callers on the phone, and she thinks that only men, only boys.
I think, it was more so boys were forbidden from stuff. I don't think that girls did.
Yeah, because she said, like, Erin said she doesn't want to watch any of those stupid cartoons.
Because she wasn't forbidden from anything.
But also, I don't think she wanted to even, like, it doesn't appeal to her. It only appeals to us.
But I think little girls, you could go ahead and watch Roadrunner and Coyote. And it would never occur to you to try to tie a piano up and drop it on your sister.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, but like, they had to tell the boys, you can't watch that because you're going to try to get some rope.
You're going to get some ideas.
Yeah. It's like, we were told we can't because we're...
That makes sense.
Because we're dumb. Nate?
Yo.
Yo. Yo. What were you forbidden from?
I was a 80s, 90s Christian kid. So I was banned 100% from TV, rock music,
like TV entirely. You couldn't turn on a television set.
We did not have a TV in our house until I was probably 16-17 years old.
Really?
Wow.
Okay.
Huh.
What would happen if you went over to a friend's house and they had him on?
We didn't really have a whole lot of that. We were the weird homeschooled kids on the street. You know?
Oh, yeah.
No wonder you listen to the radio.
Exactly who you are.
I remember you
we
guys.
We love you, Nate.
it's the reason why I'm the perverted degenerate I am today.
Yep. You got a zag, man. It's your parents' fault. Thank you, Nate. Luke.
Yay.
Yay. Yay. Forbidden. What were you forbidden from?
Yeah, I was forbidden from pretty much all the adult cartoons, and then even like movies, all the violent scenes, my eyes would get covered, somebody else was grabbing my ears, even like books, somebody would have to read the book before I could even read it, like The Hunger Games, was not allowed to read.
So if there's violence at all, if at any point somebody slaps somebody, you're out.
Yeah, so it'd be like a lot of movie nights, it'd be like, alright, you gotta go to bed, unless it was like a Disney movie or something.
Wow. Yeah, my parents were sticklers for the PG-13. Like I was under 13, so we couldn't watch it. So I've never seen Titanic. I've never seen
what?
Because I missed it. Now I get it. Like, man, I know Sixth Sense is the same way. Like, I get it. I know what happens. I don't think I need to see it.
Oh my God. I get it. I know it sinks.
I was a good kid though. I remember my friend rented Predator one time when I was staying at his house, and I covered my eyes.
Shut up.
A nerd.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
It was also scary, but thank you, I was Luke. Following the rules.
Leslie.
Leslie?
I'm here.
Hello. Hi.
Hello. What were you forbidden from?
So, when I was 12, in 1984, I was forbidden to go to a Van Halen concert. And back then, you used to have to camp outside overnight for your tickets. And I was forbidden to do that. And I knew I wasn't going to get a ticket to Van Halen. I mean, it was a hot show. And so I gave my friend the money to stand in line and get my ticket. She did, but she ended up taking her boyfriend instead of giving me the ticket. So I was forbidden to go spend overnight. I was allowed to go to the concert, but I couldn't stay overnight to get the tickets. So I was devastated. I mean, back then, you know, it's Van Halen, right? And then when I was 15, Prince came, and he came to McNichols, and a friend of mine said, hey, you want to go to Prince? I'm like, sure. And so I asked my mom, and of course I was forever grounded back then, and she told me, no, you're not allowed to go. I forbid you to go. And I said, I'm going. I don't care. She goes, you're not leaving your room. And he pulled up in his red Transit, and I hopped in that car. She's chasing me out the door with a broom. I mean, literally.
But you made it to Prince?
I did make it to Prince.
Yeah.
Wow.
That Prince, that's, I mean.
Iconic.
I know, but like if you know Prince from just his hits, like
he did
great, and parents are like, oh, it's just Purple Rain. It's like, Darling Nikki, something completely different.
Right.
Scott.
Guy.
Yay. Forbidden. What were you forbidden from?
Actually, it was a friend of mine in sixth grade. He was told he couldn't watch the series The A-Team because it was too violent.
Oh, my God. Mm.
I don't know what it is.
A lot of violence.
The A-Team?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
Sorry, it's classic. They've remade it into a movie.
Yeah, Mr.
now.
T and
it was Mr. T and Dirk Benedict. There was his name, I think.
Yeah,
something like that. Handsome dude. Hannibal was the leader of the, and then there was Face, and Mr. T was
Murdoch.
Oh, Murdoch, yeah. The crazy pilot guy.
Yeah. So you did watch it.
You watched.
You're grounded, Scott.
Paul.
Yai.
What were you forbidden from?
The liquor cabinet.
All right, Paul.
It did not stop me.
My kind of man.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
It's my favorite time of the show. By the way, if you want to know what the news of the day was some other day, grab the Odyssey app, spelled completely incorrectly. And today I don't think we're going to tell you how to spell it.
All right.
But like the Odyssey app has all our past shows. Mm-hmm. You can stream the show when you get home. If you get home and you're like, oh, I still want to keep listening. Which one would you want to do? Or if you're just like, if you're inside a concrete structure, like you're at NORAD.
Okay.
And you can't get radio signal. You can just stream the show on the Odyssey app.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'll get you started. It starts with an A. The Odyssey.
Odyssey.
App. Yeah, Odyssey. Like audio. Paid a lot of money for the research on that.
News.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or nope.
Gum. News or nope. Available on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. I caved.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Good evening.
Big news out of the Ivy Leagues.
Ooh.
As I know you two might not be as familiar, but I am quite connected.
What is the Ivy
League? You hate colleges.
Okay, I do.
I don't even, you know what? I'm going to be totally honest. I don't know what it is.
Really?
Like I know, it's like Georgetown Ivy League? I just know there's like big schools.
No, there's like Brown, I think is like the weird, the not Brown, lesser Yale, known
Harvard.
One.
Oh, yeah. Those are Ivy.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's like supposed to be the top of the top. Speaking of Harvard.
Okay.
Harvard has announced a groundbreaking initiative to make tuition free for students as long as your family earns less than 200 grand a year annually.
Wow.
Tuition is completely free. And even if you make under 100 grand, then they're saying you probably won't pay anything, including room and board, not just tuition.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because that's a big deal. That's what college is.
Tuition at Harvard, 56 grand. It's about 82 grand if you include food, housing, and other expenses.
Really?
That's actually a lot cheaper than what I thought it was going to be.
Pay for their teachers?
Yeah.
I think they have endowments. Okay, I think they have a lot of money.
So you're just saying a lot of words that I don't understand. Okay, so Harvard is free.
Harvard is free, but I don't
if
think...
If I make less than that, can I go to Harvard?
Well, go ahead.
I don't think they're raising the like standards of admission. So you still have to qualify to get in.
You still got to be smart enough to go to Harvard.
Yeah, and okay. I would guess if I'm in the business of providing something for someone that they'll pay me 80 grand for a year... Or zero a year.
Right.
I would probably give them to more people who could afford to pay me more money. So
let me ask you this.
This feels kind of PR-y.
Do you think one of the requirements of getting into Harvard, like they call you and they're like, first things first, how do you spell Odyssey? Mm. And if you start with an O, they're like, you're Harvard material.
Yeah.
But if you start with an A, they're like, maybe we interest you in a career in radio.
Good evening. The Denver National Women's Soccer League team has plans for a new soccer stadium. It's 14,500 seats.
Why wouldn't they play at Dick's?
And it's going to be on the south side of downtown around like I-25 and Santa Fe.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Mm. Which I like am trying to picture where that is. And I cannot.
Santa Fe and what?
And 25.
That's where the Home Depot is. Can you picture the Home Depot right there as you get off at Santa Fe and 25? Mm-hmm. There's a Home Depot like tucked right in. There's a kind of Alameda. There's like, yeah, there's some industrial stuff over there. Stranahan's is over there, sort of. Alameda, it just kind of all converges into.
Yeah.
I don't like.
There's going to be a massive stadium there now.
Okay.
I don't know when.
I don't understand. Most cities, Minnesota is like an exception, and Denver currently is, their stadium isn't in the heart of the city. Like their football stadium, Foxborough is not even in Boston.
Yeah, yeah. Like, it's real far, isn't it?
You go to the outskirts and like a mile high being in downtown, then parking is bad. Like, I don't think having the stadium there is a good idea. Just saying. But
well, talk to Denver.
All right.
Okay.
I'm ruining everything.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hopefully you were paying attention on how to spell the Odyssey app, because that's where you can listen to past shows. And also, we keep forgetting to mention this, you can leave us a voice message
on the Odyssey app. Yeah,
if you want to get in touch with us, that's a good way to
do it. Okay. We haven't gotten any good ones yet.
We got one, and she was...
she never really got to the point.
She was confused.
We have a new one.
Oh.
I would like to shout out Debbie.
Can I just ask you this? Mm-hmm. Is it obvious when you get on the Odyssey app? If you're a Harvard graduate, you're never going to find this. but if you start spelling it with an A, you're going to find it.
Uh-huh.
What is it? It's called TalkBack or something?
There's it's voice message, I think is what it's called. You can just hit it and it just records your voice and then you send it to us.
So we're going to hear?
This is Debbie and Aurora. We got a new one and I'd like to play it.
Okay.
Oh, God, I love you guys. I just love you, love you, love you, love you.
That one was nice.
Thank you,
see?
Debbie. We love you.
That one was nice.
All right.
They're figuring out the technology. It's the listeners. They've come a long way.
So she is a person who spells Odyssey.
I think so.
Good evening.
Good evening.
This just in, it turns out that being a stalker can actually get you what you want, according to Hailey Bieber. There's a lot of news coming out about her with how she landed Justin. She stalked Jamie. It's creepy. There's like this 7-part series on YouTube that I watched half of and then I got distracted. So the information that I have so far, it is insane. Like, she was stalking him, got matching quote unquote matching. She says it's for different reasons, as Selena would like copy Selena's Instagram posts.
Are you being serious?
Copy her outfits and like literally post within 24 hours the exact same thing.
Wow.
There's so much. It's wild. Hailey seems unhinged.
Oh,
wow.
But she got what she wanted.
She did, yeah. And but Justin's not been doing so great.
No.
He's been in the news too. He says he feels like
now he's saying he's drowning.
Yeah. Is this part of it? Like, he's like,
I don't know.
Figured out she's a dude. I don't want to, because I know we got to wrap this up. Has anybody done this?
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I just want like done the stalker.
Not to this
liar.
Extent.
Aaron, this was all just an intervention on you. We made the whole Hailey. Nobody stalks like you stalk.
No. That's what I'm saying.
But
absolutely.
Then you're an adapter.
You don't need to tell me a name, an age. Like, I will find whoever you're talking about. But I'm not literally stalking them in person and like being in photographs. Like,
But I just want to understand the psyche mindset. Like, so then in her brain, Justin's going to see her arm and see the same tattoos and go, yes, I want to boink her.
She would literally find out what hotel he was staying at and like either book a room there at like 16 or like go eat in the restaurant attached to the hotel, hoping that he would find her.
Wow.
I need all the information on Margot Robbie's husband stat.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet. wherever you get your podcasts.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Yeah, gross.
Okay, we're arguing over... Okay.
No, we know what Slacker does in the shower. I don't want him anywhere near my Borg. Yeah.
So there's a new story.
Is that back hair?
There's a new story. You couldn't make jungle juice in my shower. Because it's a stand-in shower. It'd only be like 2 inches thick.
Okay.
And there's no plug for the drain. And yes, you'd get fingernails, back hair, and toothpaste. I brush my teeth in the shower.
Okay, that's
and there'd be lots of little hairs.
Okay, now I'm back in.
I do a thorough plucking.
Okay.
Here's the thing. I just saw a story saying Borg drinking has reached new heights, and you two whippersnappers are like, "That's been around forever," and I don't think it. I think you're confusing two things.
Well, Borg drinking—that's like a—is that a TikTok thing? That's what Gen Z is doing. They're calling it the Borg.
Borg,
and
yeah.
What's the difference between a Borg and jungle juice? And is jungle juice offensive? Because I feel like jungle juice was something we drank in the bathtub, like what you're talking about, where somebody started with, like, first off, you just—I mean, we were very health conscious. We weren't, but like, we'd throw in watermelon, like we'd cut up watermelon.
Ooh.
Oh, and you like the fresh fruit.
There'd be a ton of fruit. It was like a sangria with Everclear in a tub.
A tub. That's so
gross.
I know it's gross, but like you cleaned the tub.
Sure.
No, I'm going to say this.
I've been in apartments with dudes. Okay. Never clean the
tub.
So
Borg stands for blackout rage gallon.
Oh.
Okay, so that is different than the bathtub. Because the bathtub.
Your intention is still to black out at that point. If, if you are mixing things in a bathtub, your intention is to black out.
No, well, sort of. But if 40 people are coming over to your house, can you Google what does the average bathtub hold? It's not 40 gallons. Do you know what I'm saying?
Maybe 15.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So like if you make
80 gallons.
What?
A bathtub holds 80 gallons.
The standard,
no, it doesn't.
The standard bathtub will hold roughly around 80 gallons of water.
Ooh.
Are you being serious?
I am.
There's no way that's
Slacker,
true.
We've been drinking more than we thought. Whoa.
Oh, my God. I make a batch of jungle juice every Wednesday. Here's my point. Back in the day.
Something else has 42, so I don't know.
It can't be 80. Because your hot water heater is 50. Your hot water heater is 50.
So it wouldn't even.
Okay,
yeah,
so we'll say 40. There's so many 40 to 60.
And you don't fill it to the top.
Yeah.
Like when you're making jungle juice,
you need room for the fruit to float
around.
Yeah,
you got fruit. You
garnishes.
Got, and what, like when you were doing that, what do you remember? What all you poured it? Like you definitely put Everclear. Or
I never did a bathtub.
You didn't?
No.
How were you mixing when you go to a frat party or some idiot party? What did you mix it in?
Well, first of all, a frat party, I would never barely even go to the bathroom, let alone drink out of the tub.
That's where you drank. You went into the bathtub with your red Solo cup and you like scooped it up. And if you really got...
We would use like an ice cooler or just like a massive bowl.
So you made smaller batches.
Yeah.
We used the big Hi-C jugs. that you can get.
Oh, like
you
know, a gallon and a half. That's They're smart. More yeah. than a gallon, though.
Mm-hmm, because it has a little handle on it.
Oh, so you can smart.
Carry it around, yeah.
Oh, my God.
So you
the
split
first
that
start
up
of a Borg.
Yeah, you were Borg
OG
centers.
Borg.
Yeah, baby Borg.
So here's my point, though. All I'm saying is, if you're making a huge batch or with your, let's use your example. Mm-hmm. You've got this gallon and a half. How many people is that for?
We would make several of them, but one would be a couple people.
So just
people,
somebody
maybe.
Comes up to you with their red solo cup and you dump.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Yeah.
And then, okay. The problem with the Borg is everyone has their own gallon.
Yes.
Ah. Yeah.
So it's like you have a goal of drinking.
Mm.
Do you drink a gallon of water a day?
Perhaps, but barely. And I'm actively yeah. trying to force myself to do it. And I still
now,
probably
imagine
can't
that's
even do
got
it.
Alcohol in it, dude. Yeah, and I know they put yeah. electrolytes or something in there too, right?
Yeah,
they put
Gatorade. And mixers and yeah, what they kind do of like liquid IV, Pedialyte.
See that I thought that was kind of better. I thought we were kind of advancing because we didn't think about hydrating at all. I was thinking about how can I get sherbet into this so I can make it a punch.
Oh God. The idea of like do you want
I love
like,
it. I
congealed?
Love. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That one's my gallon. The tub's just as congealed.
Yeah, no, I would take the sherbet over the tub.
I'm just having this weird memory that only Aaron and I can share. But over the St. Paddy's Day celebrations, certain places were selling what they supposedly called car bombs.
Okay.
But I don't know if it was just that the Baileys or whatever had congealed and yeah. turned into a solid or gelatinous like substance,
yeah.
or they were actually putting ice cream and whiskey, and that had become some sort of weird thing. But it hit my face and then slid down my throat.
It was clumpy,
real slow, like
it was so gross. It was chunky and like. Yeah. It got to the point I stuck my finger in his drink and I was like swooshing it around. Oh,
we just got it out of the bathtub.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
We've reached a critical time in a bunch of people in my life. I don't know how to say this sentence right. Should I start over? You can edit this whole thing out, right?
Sure. Yep. You can count on me, boss. Don't worry. They won't hear it.
Like my son is about to go off to college.
Yeah. That's awesome. He worked so hard. I hope you're proud of him.
I am proud of him.
Good.
Aaron's about to go off to her 30s.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was nice knowing you, Aaron.
And so I felt like this is a great time to like poll the people in the room and to poll our listeners on like regrets. Things that you wished you hadn't done. Or things you wished you had done. Be it in college, be it in your 20s, be it in your 30s. It's like just your life regrets. Like I would like to talk to somebody who's got face tattoos and have them go like, yeah, no regrets, man. Because I just feel like no matter what, unless you've definitely decided Goldman Sachs is not for you.
Yeah.
Once you start...
Most of us, Goldman Sachs makes that decision for us.
Right.
That was me. Like,
no, I get it. And I'm not saying that I'm one of those people, but it's like, you're just, tattoos have come a long way.
Yeah.
And like, you used to not be able to get any kind of job with an arm tattoo.
Right.
Which is stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
But there is a certain amount of, I want to leave my newborn child at this kinder care. I really don't want to leave it with jelly roll.
Yeah, and
do you know?
It's tough because it's not fair to judge somebody if they have a face tattoo.
It's not fair.
But on the other hand, you're getting a face tattoo because of what it signifies
you're
or says.
To,
it's like
yes.
That's part of it. And so it's a tough balance, I think.
I didn't choose face tattoo off the top of my head.
Yeah,
it was,
that was
on
just
this
on
like
the list.
Thread
yeah.
about things you regret doing because they have they just have consequences when you get older. Like you're 16, you're like, even though I've never been in jail, I'm gonna get a bunch of teardrops on my face because it looks like I was in jail. And then you're like, now you're 27 and like
just
LinkedIn is not working
and,
out for you. And you're like, well, how do I get these teardrops off my face?
Right.
Yeah.
So that's a regret. Have you been thinking about this with the 30, like sitting right there?
Not really. If anything, I don't know, because I don't really feel that pressure of like...
You don't?
No. That's why I don't think I need to do anything crazy.
For
like,
your birthday?
That's
You're going to regret not doing anything
I
for
think
your 30th
I'm literally
birthday.
Just going to go to work.
No.
Go home.
We're doing something. Like, we're doing something as a show.
It's going to be a normal day.
Yeah. We need to pressure her more or something.
Our birthdays are how many days apart? Four?
Yeah.
Then we're doing something for my birthday and it really will be for yours.
We can combine them. We could do a little something.
I don't do that. It's got to, if the sentiment is
we
about me, it has to be everybody about me.
We had a couple suggestions to go to karaoke and I'd be down.
I would regret going to karaoke. Do you have a song?
Rude. I don't. I've never done it.
Oh my God.
Never?
Never.
Oh, wow. Mine's
Maybe
Roses.
Maybe that's a regret.
Outcast.
I mean, oh.
That's mine.
Miss Jackson?
Roses.
Oh, Roses.
I regret bringing up regrets. That's my regret. The other regret that I would say that I wonder if you have, Aaron, and I think my son will have it eventually if he doesn't listen to me. You got to invest your money.
Yeah.
Nobody tells you when you're young that you should invest. And it's like, yeah, but I don't make enough money to invest. It's like, if you invest $5 a week,
yeah.
when you hit 40, you're going to go, holy crap, where did this money come from?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You always hear it from somebody who like, I didn't start investing till way too late. And like, I'm still comfortably retired. So, but it could be even better. And it's like, all right, so it works out. Like it worked out for you. That's what, as a young person, that's what you hear. You're yes. like, I guess it worked out.
But you should just do
you
it.
You should listen to him.
It's
I agree.
A huge, yeah. and I, like, I want these to be kind of funny, but if like, if you just have any regrets to tell the 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds, mm-hmm. high school graduates, like what should they be doing? Or really, I think most of the calls we're going to get, do you think more people are going to say, I regret not taking a gap year and backpacking through Europe? Or are they going to be like, I regret getting knocked up when I was 12? I mean, okay. But you know what
That's
I'm saying? Like, are you
going to
have more
example?
Regrets of like what you did or what you didn't do?
That's
Which
a tough
do you think
one.
There are more of?
Probably didn't.
Yeah.
Didn't do. Yeah.
Because now you're looking back like, why didn't I?
Why didn't I?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why didn't I sell my songs to Garth Brooks?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. That's right.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Garth. And like,
here's my song, The Rain. Oh, I wouldn't have to work at this job with you idiots. Ah! I would have blown that money in 14
oh, for sure.
seconds. I would be such a crack whore right now.
Mm. Yeah.
So I don't regret it.
You'd have ended
it.
Up here. We'd still be here.
Don't worry.
All right. So we want to hear what you regret doing or not doing. 303-222-5423. Or you can text in at the exact same number.
I mean, speaking of music, I totally regret not sticking to music lessons. I played the piano for like 7 years. Now I can't even hold a pencil in my left hand. Like I played the drums for 2 weeks and I can barely do a regular, like a simple beat.
Yo,
like,
you're about to be 30. Pick it back up.
I should.
You don't.
Yeah.
Nope.
I feel
Not
the same.
I should.
Yeah.
You will.
No.
You right. are. You got, dude, you can. My buddy Josh turned the next milestone up from you and I bought him a guitar and he's good.
Really?
Yes. Mm. You can. Oh my God.
Yeah, you're better than Josh. I'm going to tell you that.
He can't hold a pencil in his left hand either. I do see that. Because so many people, if your parents forced you to do it, then you're like, it feels like a rebellion thing. But you don't understand that's the one thing. They're forcing their regret onto you.
Yeah.
And they didn't tell you. It's like, oh man, you'll love this if you just stick with it. I swear to God.
And it's so good. Because I was the same way. I played piano forever and I wanted to quit. Because, you know, the cool guys are playing sports. I want to play sports and all that. And then until we were at college and my buddy sat down and just started playing the piano. And it's like, whoa.
Son of a.
Whoa.
And then the women were falling from the sky.
Yeah. It was like, well, I play basketball. And they don't care.
No.
They don't care.
Can I tell you another one? I swear to God, I want him to be more fun than this.
Okay.
But treat your parents better.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you're such a cocky little piece of hell. I was just such a cocky little, ugh. You're dumb. You don't know.
You said you were?
Treat your elders better.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
My God, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, like of course.
You're 23 and you've got it all figured out and they're trying to give you advice and you're like, idiot.
I don't need your advice. I know what I'm doing.
I'm not going to sell my songs to Garth Brooks, idiot.
Yeah, his name's Garth. Doing that. I agree. So. Yeah. I regret, I know I'm like the anti-college guy, but I genuinely regret not skipping more class because when I was there, I was so... like focused on like trying to do good and you only had so I didn't want to get in trouble for skipping and my dad is in my ear of like we're paying for this, you're going. But the best times were the friends you made. You're never around that group of people yeah. your age again. Like, I should have just been a little more lax and been like, you know what? I will blow off class to go do something fun with my buddies instead of sitting through a class that I don't remember and skip and hearing about the fun time that they
had. I like this one, but as a parent who's about to throw tens of thousands of dollars down, yeah. please, Noah. Don't listen to Come Uncle T.
Go for it.
All right. If you have regrets, we want to hear what they are. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about regrets. And Tiak has gone through and like grabbed calls. Are yeah. like mine were all serious, like treat your parents better and like invest.
Well, they're serious, but they're real for sure. They're true. I mean, there is, this is silly. I regret not seeing Paul McCartney when he came to Denver. All right, cool. I had to go to Nebraska to see him, okay?
Ooh, all right, now.
Wow. Maybe we need to do First World Problems soon, and Erin can just go off on how tough her concert-going life yeah. is. So I guess the reason I was bringing you up, T-Hack, is are these leaning towards the funny? I regret not investing in Google. Or are they kind of serious?
They're kind of serious, yeah.
Okay.
Kind of serious.
All right. Well, if you'd like to hear the more entertaining side of the show, just download the Odyssey app and you can hear when we were more funny. AUDACY. You can stream the show. You can do all sorts of things. And as Tiak has pointed out, you can even talk back to us on the app. Evan?
Yay.
What's your regret?
Well, I had a like different thought of what about things that you're like worried you're going to regret. So like I'm 24 and I kind of like rushed into life. Like I got out of high school and immediately was like, I'm going to go to a summer college. And then I, you know, listened to everyone who said, oh, go invest and start 401ks and IRAs and make sure you get all the free money you can and all that stuff. And I went and bought a house. And like, then I look at all my other friends who are, you know, out doing things that kids in their 20s do. And it's like, is that something I'm going to regret, you know, missing out on the earlier stuff in life? Because I was like so dedicated to rushing into it because I heard everybody else say, oh, yeah,
dude,
you know,
this is
invest,
tough to hear.
Yeah.
Because they might be having more fun. Ooh.
It might look like it because I actually get that comment a lot of like, Erin, you're living your best life. And it's like, yeah, but I can't afford to buy a house right now. Like, I'm not even close.
And Evan, you're crushing it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I mean, I guess like it's the thought of like you crushing it in one way and missing out on like the things you should be doing, right?
The grass is always greener.
Dude, I'm just going to say, oh man, there's going to be a point where all your friends, it's like the three little pigs, man. Mm-hmm. You're the one with the brick house.
Yeah, and for sure.
Like it's better to have the brick house. I know you feel like you're missing your 20s and I do get that. Because my 20s were dope. They were crazy good. Oh, my God.
That's what I'm saying, right? Like, and so, like, when I was, like, 18, I went to all these concerts, and I was traveling, stuff like that. And then it's, like, all of a sudden, I was, like, oh, I need to straighten up and finish life. And so then it was, like, I started doing that. And now it's, like, looking back, all my friends are still going to concerts, and they're on trips across the world.
But you said you're only 24. You still have half of your 20s to make up for it.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll have a house to come back to. Like, you can go to whatever the next Fire Festival failure and like,
oh no,
I mean, but like you can do some stupid stuff, but still have a house, dude. Like, I don't want you to regret what you've done. Cause I think I don't know.
I think eventually everyone moves on from partying, concerts, being out late, like eventually
really fast.
Yeah. But eventually everyone does. Right. And so it's like, you know, you don't need to hang on to that. I think.
Yeah, but he gave it up at 18. Guess, like, it was like straight
circle.
Up. Yeah,
I think like the regret is not doing more of that. Like before, I went full. Look,
Evan, if you're trying to offload some money, I mean, we can take it from you.
I gotta go find me set up for this exact thing. Thank you for the call, man. Oh man, that kills me. I went into dad mode on him, but it's like, dude, you're not gonna regret that.
Yeah,
no,
it might suck right now, but it's worth it.
Scott,
yay!
What do you regret?
Well, that's what I got tattooed on my chest.
Regrets?
No, I'm kidding. No, when I left the Army, I said, I'm never running again. And I regret that. I was like, man, I should have stayed fit. I'm not in great shape as it is as a 54-year-old. I was like, what a fool.
I'm going to say this, that for the first time, like my daughter in gym class, do you remember gym class when you were growing up? Mm-hmm. It was like square dancing and running over your fingers on the little weird things and all this stuff. They're doing HIIT. And they're doing... Yeah, oh, cool. And I'm like, oh my God, gym class is what gym class is supposed to be. They're teaching you to feel good about fitness.
Yeah.
And not doing stupid games that you're never going to use. Oh, let's get a parachute out and bounce balls on it. What?
I like that the parachute.
That's so stupid. You're not learning... Like,
I regret not doing more of that.
No, but she's good. She's learning healthy habits. And it's
that's
like
awesome.
What Scott...
Yeah.
Scott wished... Like, if only somebody had told us when we were younger, it's like, you know, if you just do like 15 minutes of this every day, you're not going to die young. You're not going to like... Mm-hmm.
I think because I have a similar... Well... Scott, obviously, thank you for your service, but but I was forced to do it right with sports. It's like you had a very regimented thing, and I'm assuming you in the military, you're forced to do it, and so you have a very different. You don't appreciate it because you're like, once no one's telling me to do it, I'm out of here.
Yes,
I know it made me feel better. I know it was a group thing. I can't do it alone. I got to have people with me. You know, the whole platoon running.
Yeah.
Hey, we'll go to group classes with you. You want to do Zumba?
I regret you saying that.
I'm pretty busy, I think, that day.
Thank you, man. Thanks for the call. Chris?
Yay.
What's your regret?
So I was in a very dark, toxic relationship for 7 years with literally the boy next door. We've known each other since we were 11, and I never thought in my wildest dreams he would be doing what he's doing. So
you regret ever starting the relationship?
Yes.
You know what? I love that you called, but I just want to say this. Like, I've been in some pretty toxic relationships, and it's when you're first getting out of them, that regret is a natural thing. But I'm going to tell you what, like, and this is going to sound weird. I don't regret them at all. Because it's definitely taught you what a better relationship looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And you won't get fooled again.
Well, absolutely, because I've been happily married for 17 years now. So.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So, I mean, it's easy like to go back and go, I wish I hadn't done that, but you got 17 great years because of how crappy that one was. Then you were able to recognize the right dude. You know what I mean?
And I have the most wonderful son out of that relationship.
Aww. So.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Love
All right. So then I highly recommend everybody get into a toxic.
No.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Aaron and I just got in a huge argument.
We did.
And I'm just going to say this. This almost never happens. You were right. I was wrong.
Oh my gosh. I need to save that
Aaron.
Audio. I need to
quit. Oh my gosh.
I was wrong.
Wow.
Like, it was 5 years ago. And we all know it was 5 years ago around this time when we had that minor little glitch in society.
Just a little glitch.
Oh my God, it's so fun when people go 2 weeks to flatten the curve. And then what was it like two or a year and a half later when we finally dropped the mask thing?
I feel like it was longer than that. I think it was almost 2 years because then I think when the vaccine started rolling out is when we dropped the masks.
But I thought the vaccine started rolling out in 21.
To be honest, I have no idea. It's just a blur.
I agree. It's a complete blur. I don't know. Was I even there?
You were. Can I ask a weird question about the inner workings of this show?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know it used to be called the Slacker and Steve Show, but can somebody get the Odyssey app and go listen to the shows from back then?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Were we posting the shows back then? Because I will say this. When it started, like in January of 2020,
but
we were coming on and playing the Knack's My Sharona. My Corona. And we were laughing our butts off. So, like, I know we, like, if you want to stream our show, just get the Odyssey app, AudacY.
But we've worked hard to bury those memories. But
no, but I'm saying, could they go back?
Again, go ahead.
Could they go back on the Odyssey app? I know they can listen to like last week's shows and like whatever and today's show, but like, could they go back? Could they scroll far enough back in the archive to go?
Yeah, I believe so.
Or does Odyssey, like when Steve left, did they purge all that? I don't even know.
I think it's still there.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. I think it's still there. Yeah,
like our COVID shows are terrible, dude. We had nothing. No one would call. Like we're like stupid Steelers, and nobody's calling because everybody's locked in their houses, and they're like, I just want to hear you guys do stuff. So we were just talking to restaurants.
Yeah, that was good. So that came out.
That was fun.
We did restaurant roll call where we talked to a restaurant to try to like, hey, still go out, support the community, support businesses. I still remember we called one restaurant. I don't remember which one it is.
I can tell you, but I won't say it on the
air. And I'm talking to him like, hey, we want to get you on. We want to give you some plugs. And the guy goes, I'm just the manager. I can't make the calls. No, thanks.
It was like, would you like your business to be not there in 2 weeks?
Is your boss there?
Yeah. Can we talk to somebody who
actually... I think he's
going
to be mad if he finds out that you told him.
You said no to this.
Yeah.
Because every day, like the next day we would do after a plug, people would call us and go... Thank you. Oh my God. Thank you. Like people know we're open for to go. Like our business.
That's right. That was a big part of it. To go. We're still
like, hey, we know you can't come in, but like, I remember Namako Sushi, and they didn't make it, but like they made it for a while. And it was like their to go business went through the roof because we were just plugging them. El Jardin, he changed his parking lot, repainted lines, put a gazebo outside, and like, whatever. I don't know why we're talking about COVID other than Aaron was like, it was 5 years ago that stupid song came out. I'm like, there's no way that came out deeper into COVID.
No, we were 1 week into quarantine when Gal Gadot was like, this is a great idea. Let me get a bunch of my friends together.
I'm going to say this. Don't ever say, you can say Hollywood was at fault, but don't specify Gal. She's such a smoke show.
She is, but this was dumb.
I understand, but it couldn't have been her idea because she's far too pretty to have an idea.
She's pretty enough that no one's ever told her no.
Yes,
no
exactly. One's ever
is that like, really what you think happened?
So yeah, they're like, whatever you want, gal. Like this is a great idea, and then like
she's so pretty, and this was
swinging
like,
a miss.
And it just like the most random celebrities singing. Imagine
who all was in it? I forget.
It was like Kristen Wiig, Mark Ruffalo, Will Ferrell, Sarah Silverman. Jamie Dornan.
Why do I feel like I might be crazy? Was the weird cannibal guy in there, or was he already canceled?
The weird cannibal guy.
Army Hammer.
Yeah.
Oh.
I thought you were talking about that Anthony Hopkins.
No.
I thought he was talking about Tiger King.
No, God,
get him in there.
No, but like for some reason, is it a cancelable? What like is it? Is Diddy in there? Is it like?
Oh,
is there things in
like
the video
Ellen
where you go like,
oh, yeah,
that didn't age well.
Probably.
So like, why? What was the point in that? Like,
it was
here
just
we
to
are.
Be like, we're all together. We're all quarantining separately together.
But they were quarantining
so
in their
dumb.
Palatial mansions and being like, imagine. And you're like, oh my God, are you so sad? Is that Jeeves in the background?
Yeah.
You a-holes.
Right. He's still coming into work.
So what was what's your big takeaway from that year? Like,
I remember thinking I was retired from DJing. That was a big thing.
Because
I was just done. There was no clubs. And I just thought this might not ever come back.
You're never going to be back.
Like there won't be clubs. If there was a genuine, a long point in life where like, there won't be concerts. There won't be clubs. There won't really be restaurants. There won't be any of this anymore. And I was worried about my just Leo at the time, my one son. Like, what world is he going to now grow up into that he doesn't have? Like, how am I going to relate to him?
And how long was it that you went without a DJ gig?
It was
3 years?
I think, yeah, over two.
No
over
way.
Over 2 years, yeah.
Yeah, there was no hack. It was like...
I didn't think it was over 2 years. I thought maybe one.
No.
That whole time is just a blur.
Yeah.
Do you know what would make it better?
What?
If we all just sang together. Imagine all the people.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And together, we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is a bittersweet day for me because I am feeling very teed off.
Oh, no.
Oh, God, give me a second.
But...
sorry. Hold on. That's not it. Sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen.
No, here we go. I got it.
There we go.
With all the problems in the real world, T-Hack don't care. Since all the things that seem to bug him are so unfair. And so let's get teed off with T-Hack.
Oh man, he's real teed off today.
I am real teed off today. I think. Oh,
hey, hey.
I like where Aaron was going with it. Yeah. So.
But this time it's bittersweet because I'm teed off at myself.
Oh.
Ooh, I like these.
But I'm here. I'm here to come clean. So recently, I was eating out at one of my favorite dining establishments with my family.
Texas. So it's not Culver's.
Yeah, Texas Roadhouse.
Okay.
And I love it there because they have the warm, unlimited bread. They have.
I've heard like dreams about the cinnamon butter. Oh. I've never had it.
Cinnamon butter?
Yeah, that you put on the rolls.
Yeah, it's cinnamon butter. That's can't really break.
Thanks for mansplaining my heart. You just said what she said again.
So it's butter and cinnamon.
Oh, it wasn't clear before. Thanks, Aaron. Okay.
So it's very good, and we're there.
If one would like butter with cinnamon in it, place to go is the Roadhouse from Texas.
Please, sir, can I have some more?
You may not.
Thank you. That's exactly what it is.
Sorry. Okay.
Like, sir, I've already been to your table. Finish those first. I hear that a lot. But so we're there and we're eating. It's a great time. It's just a love. I love it. It's my probably my favorite night. Like Culver's I love because it's fast and quick, but this is a big deal. So we're eating out and we all finish up and we get three boxes to go. So we're packing up all the food. Now, here's the thing with Texas Roadhouse. They're the ones that used to have the peanuts on the table and you could just throw them.
I thought that was Lone Star.
Was that Lone Star? Do they still have it?
I don't know.
I never have gone to either of the places that let you do that, okay. But you used to like wade through the things on the floor. Like you'd go in, it was like, seems so sanitary. Where do I want to eat? Oh, where people throw their mouth garbage on the floor.
It was at Texas Roadhouse.
It was?
Yeah.
Okay. So
do you know that I know people, I'm sorry to keep interrupting. I know people who literally go like, mwah.
Oh, I used to do that. Ugh.
Eat the whole thing.
I wouldn't eat them, but like the salt on the shell. Okay. Yeah, but I would take it off.
Get down with that to like suck on the salt.
Yep.
But I'm talking about. Oh,
oh no, that's weird.
My son did it. He tried it. He wanted to try it. I said, if you want to.
Hmm.
And he, not good. Not great.
Did you know at, is that Five Guys that has the peanuts?
That's where he did it. Yeah.
Oh, really? They got
those. You're making me think about Five Guys right now.
I know. I'm sorry. They said that they have those just so people won't stare at their employees and like watch them make everything.
Really?
That's the reason?
Yeah.
I thought they had it because they use peanut oil. That's what it says. They say they use peanut oil in their fries. Maybe. We're eventually going to get back to T-Hack, but right now, hey, if you want the butter of cinnamon, it's Texas Roadhouse. If you want the peanuts, it's not one, not two, not three, not four.
Five guys.
Yes. But, so Texas Roadhouse got rid, you can't throw the peanuts on the ground anymore, but they still give you peanuts in a little bag. Like a,
so you can like
just like you're at a Rockies game and you get peanuts, it's that size of a bag. You
still have to buy them at a Rockies game though.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But this is just on the table.
Yep.
So we're packing up the food and now all the smart shoppers know that when you're there, you eat the bread because the bread's unlimited. They'll keep bringing it more and more and more. Mm-hmm. Then you save the peanuts because now they're in this pre-packaged bag.
Yeah.
You take the peanuts home and you eat them later.
Way smart.
Right? So they bring us three boxes. We only need two. So now I'm like, oh, well, this is perfect. In this empty third box, I'll put the peanuts. We'll sneak out. No one will know.
Why would you have to sneak out there? You're peanuts.
Yeah.
Well, it feels because they're like, you didn't open though. I don't know. I don't know if it's against the rules or not. It feels kind of against the rules.
They're
like you're
peanuts.
Supposed to eat them there. Like I don't think I could put the bread in my pocket.
Why didn't you finish your meal? You're supposed to eat that there.
The peanuts?
No, your meal. If you say that the peanuts are there and you're supposed to eat them there. You got your meal there. Eat the whole thing. You can't
take
it.
If you can take anything on the table home, you can take it up, except for the condiments, but like...
Yeah.
Okay.
Although I've done that.
Yeah, so have I. Definitely. I've taken bowls.
My favorite thing is going out to dinner with a female who has a big purse.
Oh,
because
it's
we
so
will get
fun.
Home with, and like, trinkets. I don't even want it. Oh, no. Moscow Mule cups.
Oh, yeah.
From other tables.
There's a bar that they know that people take their Moscow Mule cups, so you have to give them a shoe. And at the end of the night, they'll switch you back.
Normally, they just take your ID. Shoe feels very.
No, they like put them in a net and like rope
so
it up to the
So then you're walking
ceiling.
Around with one shoe?
Well, yeah.
If you've left a shoe at the establishment of Improper City, bring us back your copper
it's
mug.
It's not them, but.
Can I just say this? If you're somewhere and you're like, man, I really want to hear the rest of TX's story, just download the Odyssey app and you can hear the rest. You can stream the rest of this or you can listen to it later because I don't know. Mm-hmm. Are we anywhere near the end of your story?
I'm trying to get there. Yeah.
No, I'm just wondering how close are we? Because, I mean, we could take a break and come back to it or.
You know what? Yes. You guys are kind of.
Harry.
The Odyssey app is spelled AUD. ACY, because we work in radio, not spelling.
All right, get the Odyssey app to hear the rest of this, or just sit in your car for another few minutes.
Hang tight. It's going to be good.
There's so far, I just want to recap where we're at in the story.
Uh-huh.
Like you know, how you get like previously on Severance. Yeah. In fact,
cinnamon
we'll do that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, cinnamon butter,
yep.
Peanuts,
yep.
Intrigue, and a third mystery box.
Mm-hmm.
That contains what? We'll find out next.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, so if you were listening a while ago, like if you were in your car and now you're in your living room, I don't know. If you're now listening on the Odyssey app, congrats.
Yeah.
You downloaded the app. We're proud of you. Does anybody want to spell it another time? Are we good?
Yeah. AUDACY.
Okay. Yeah, so you got the app. You're listening to... You were thinking maybe we got smart, and in the time you were away, we decided not to continue with TX Story.
Right.
And leave with a cliffhanger?
Previously on TX Story, he was at Texas Roadhouse, where they have...
Cinnamon butter and peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
And TX was torn. Should he take the extra peanuts home with him? Is he allowed... To take the peanuts with him. Can I just ask a quick question about the peanuts? Like, if you left, could you open the bag and then reclose the bag?
No, it's just like that at the Rockies game or something. Just a plastic bag of
So
of
you
peanuts.
Think if you leave that they're not going to get rid of that bag. That bag's just for the next people.
No, they'll get rid of it. If it's opened.
This is where I'm confused about
T-Hack. Your bag, man.
Well, and T-Hack the hoarder. Yeah. Where is he at? This is the perfect place for him to make an appearance.
That's your bag, man.
I know. I'm definitely hoarding it. Like, you're nailing it. I'm taking it home, but I feel like I have to sneak it out because we didn't eat it there, you know?
Okay.
It just feels... Anyways, it's not even why I'm teed off.
Oh, that's
We're
right. This is one
off.
Of those teed off with tea hats.
Yeah. Do we need the theme song again?
Okay, probably.
Okay. I get a royalty every time that plays, so... My family needs it, so...
With all the problems in the real world, T-Hack don't care.
Oh.
Since all the things that seem to bug him are so unfair. And so let's get teed up with T-Hack.
Oh man, he's real teed
up. In order
today.
To get this moving.
Okay.
Oh, buddy.
Yeah.
Let's go. Get to the point here, son.
So I pack up all the boxes. We got our two boxes of to-go food, and I sneak the peanut bag into the third box. Yeah, exactly. That's what it feels like. So it's mission, like, we're doing
we're
this.
The
whole fam is in on it. The kids know their role. Head down. We're
if a server starts to talk to you, is going. Leo going to fake a seizure or something?
Oh,
some sort
God.
Of distraction.
We're just going because
we're just
we've already paid.
It.
We've left the tip on the little screen on the table or whatever.
It's one of those restaurants.
Yeah,
okay.
We're out of there.
Yep.
So we get everyone moving. And my wife's excited because she's taking some of the food home to eat later.
Yeah,
so she's less in on the peanut.
Okay.
Smuggling.
Yeah.
So we finally get out to the car. We successfully make it out. We get all the way home. And then we get inside and my wife goes, hey, did you bring the food in? And I went, did you not have the food? And she went, no, you had the food. So I left them there. And
you left everything. Not just the peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
You left the leftover.
The leftovers and the peanuts inside the to-go box. Yeah, so now I'm caught red-handed. I'm not there, but like the evidence is there.
Yeah, they know.
That he was smuggling.
It's like T-Hack signature on the little screen.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so they're going through hours of video footage.
So I'm teed off at myself because the look of disappointment and anger that my wife gave me when she realized she wasn't going to get her lunch the next day.
Uh-huh.
And just like, you put us through all of that. And now I've put you through two segments on the radio, all of that, just to forget the stupid box. So I'm teed off at myself.
So what do you think happens with the leftovers?
I don't know. And it's like, you can't call and go, hey, because I know it's gone. It's gone, right? It's just dumped.
I don't know. They might save it for like a little, I would say an hour. I don't know.
And they didn't even open it.
No.
Like, I don't think
hopefully, because how embarrassing. They're like, this guy
was
smuggling the peanuts out.
What's embarrassing? Like, can I just say this? Because I've only gone to Olive Garden like twice in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But my family that day, because when you're there, you're family.
Okay. Yeah.
Decided to hork down. We were full, but they decided to hork down the breadsticks. At the very end.
Yeah.
And ask for a second round.
Take them home.
Okay, and if I'm being honest, third round.
It's a good move.
And then they shoved that in the to-go containers.
Yeah.
And then we did this super unorthodox thing. So after we had got the third round of breadsticks, shoved it in the containers, we took the containers with us and left the restaurant. Mm. As opposed to leaving them. Sitting on the table.
I know.
You're a moron.
I know.
All right. I can change your luck right now, though.
Well, how's that? I need something.
You're going to win we got to talk about this. We were supposed to go up here, and I don't know why we didn't.
Oh, to Winter Park.
It's the Mighty Millions raffle is having their, it's their yearly thing. It benefits Children's Colorado. Mm-hmm. And they usually give away a house like down here in the flatlands.
Mm-hmm.
This year, it's like a vacation home.
Yeah.
So cool. I love the name Winter Park. It just sounds like just an awesome
name.
It
sounds like it's from a movie. Like a rom-com.
It's like, where do you live in Colorado? Winter Park. And it's like, I love it. It's cool. That could be me if I win the house.
You're not going to win it. Because I've already bought the winning tickets. It's a $2.4 million grand prize home. It's like got two primary suites, two living rooms. So it's like perfect for going up and skiing. And I don't know if they want me to say this, but when I win it, I'm going to live up there sometimes. Mm. But I'm also going to like VRBO it.
Oh, smart.
That's smart. But unfortunately, you can't do that because I'm going to win it.
Anybody can win it.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, it comes with like, I don't even remember how much. I'd have to read $760,000 in cash. To help offset the taxes.
Oh, wow, yeah, because it's a $2.4 million house.
Correct.
So
fully furnished, fully landscaped, like minutes away from the lifts. It's beautiful. You can see all the pictures at MightyMillionsRaffle.com, but here's the reason you need to get your tickets right away. One, because if TAC buys his tickets this week, he's likely to win just based on the sheer stupidity of his Texas Roadhouse situation.
Yes.
But two, the VIP prize drawing is Friday at midnight.
Oh, that's you get more stuff too.
So along the way, there are extra things that you'll be like involved in. If the earlier you buy, the more prizes you can win.
Okay.
And again, this is another TAC prize. The VIP prize is a 2025 Bronco Raptor.
Yeah.
Not a regular Bronco. It's the Raptor. You know what that one looks like.
Yes.
With the fender flares and the like.
Fill that thing up with cinnamon butter.
I don't. Plus a trip.
It's mine. I'll do whatever I want.
Plus a trip to Whistler, Canada.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are allergic to Broncos in Canada, you can just take $100,000 in cash.
Oh, okay.
I can buy a lot of cinnamon butter.
Yeah, either way.
And then if you buy that, you're also in the drawing for the early bird prize, which is an Audi in Switzerland or $125,000 in cash. And obviously, you're in for the grand prize. So
yeah, the $2.4 million show home. It's awesome.
All right. Well, do you think we took enough time away from your dilemma?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right. If you want those tickets, Friday at midnight's your deadline to be in on the VIP thing. It is MightyMillionsRaffle.com.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a story of a robbery with the most unusual weapon in the history of mankind.
Wow. Okay.
Do we want to, should we guess?
Yeah, no.
Toast. Oh.
What did you say?
I don't
toast?
Know.
Did you say toast?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I have a story. We get an answer to the age-old question. Why did the chicken cross the road?
Toast?
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of North Carolina.
North Carolina, you do declare.
I think he's from Tennessee. Sorry.
There was a Chick-fil-A in North Carolina.
Yes, sir.
So they're taking everyone. Oh, Chick-fil-A. Oh, my pleasure.
I like them minis. Oh. Them chicken minis. Yeah. Oh,
my pleasure.
Well, I tell you what. Yeah. There's like a little honey on that biscuit.
Oh, yeah. And really also good. The chicken's good. There was a Chick-fil-A drive-thru in North Carolina. They got a surprise, so they're taking the cars through the drive-thru, and then all of a sudden there's no car.
Mm.
Oh.
It's just a chicken.
Oh.
Who came through the drive-thru. They said,
Mom?
Yeah,
exactly. No.
They shared it on Facebook, said someone's been...
What are you doing?
The chicken's been hanging around. Apparently, the manager had been chasing it all day. Had been hanging around the restaurant, just kind of... I don't know if it was plotting something, seeking revenge.
For sure.
What's going on?
Or it just wanted to rub some biscuits on itself.
Yeah.
Put
eventually,
some honey
they said,
on it.
Yeah. The employee was able to catch the chicken, and they returned it to a nearby farm. Wink, wink.
Oh.
Wink, wink.
In peanut oil, I'm going to tell you right now.
We know what happened to that chicken.
My story also not from Florida. It's from Tennessee.
Oh, Tennessee.
All right.
Some men were caught robbing a store, a convenience store. They did not bring a gun. They did not bring a knife.
Oh.
Okay.
They brought T-Hack.
Huh?
T-Hack will now do an impersonation of what they brought. They brought snakes.
I'm a snake. I'm a slithery little snake. I'm here to rob you.
I will bring in a snake story every day for this.
I'm a snake.
They brought in two pythons and placed them on the counter.
We're not for sale.
While the owners stole $400 worth of CBD oil.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Snake oil, huh?
My story's not even good. I just wanted that. That's all I wanted.
I'm a snake.
Police have been called. No one's been apprehended. And the snakes are on the loose.
They're slithery little snakes.
You're just sounding more and more like a Big Mouth character.
It is, and I don't care. I love every part of it. Those are all the stupid people and chickens we can find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.